by Relativity, May 23rd, North America, 2023. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings. I'm Giuliano. We are the Arcturians. In biorelativity, we try to influence Earth and reactions such as volcanoes, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, and other storms. We recognize that these events are releasing energies within the Earth. We recognize that these energies need to be released. We don't seek to block its release, but what we do seek is to moderate or modify the release so that minimum damage is done to the environment, minimum damage is done to the population of humans and animals and plants. It is possible to see such volcanic releases without extensive damage to the population and to the environment. The Earth is active. The Earth is alive. And these events are part of the normal process, especially when you consider the Ring of Fire, which is a designated volcanic ring that covers many parts of North and South America. We want to modify now the volcanic potential near Mexico City. We will do this in the special exercise. Take three deep breaths. Go into a state of spiritual relaxation and spiritual connection with the quantum energy field of Gaia. Feel the corridor of light coming from the Ring of Ascension, the halo around the Earth, the fifth dimensional halo around the Earth. Feel that corridor over your room. Allow your spirit body to rise up from your physical body and travel now at the speed of thought to the Ring of Ascension. You arrive at this beautiful halo of light. It is fifth dimensional energy. We are together sitting in a beautiful circle, moving with the halo as we align ourselves with Mexico City and the volcano there known as Mount Pop, P-O-P. Popocatépetl. We are directly over this volcano, and we see the ash and the fire. We feel the activity of this powerful volcano. We know of its force and potential power. But we, the Arcturian Starseeds, the Group of 40, and many other people around the world who are listening to us, are connected to the spiritual quantum energy field of Gaia. That spiritual quantum energy field is interacting now with the Ring of Ascension. Together, we are sitting in this beautiful circle of light. And together, we create a beautiful golden dome, etheric golden dome. It exists in the spiritual quantum energy field on the Ring of Ascension, the halo. This golden dome has special powers. It is huge. It can be considered at least several miles in diameter. We together lift this golden dome with our arcane thought powers in our third eye from the Ring of Ascension, and we place this golden dome, this spiritual quantum energy field containing golden light dome, over Mount Pop, Popocatépetl. The entire golden dome, this etheric spiritual light field, is now over Mount Pop. And we are programming it to assist in the modification, in the reduction of the ash, the reduction in the fire, the minimizing of all possible explosions. At the same time, we program and say, allow the release of this energy as needed in a modified way without causing harm to the surrounding environment, to Mexico City. This golden dome responds to your thoughts, to my thoughts, to our power in the Ring of Ascension, Now, let us go into meditation as together, we accelerate this energetic program of the Golden Dome over Mount Pop. We'll go into meditation now. Remember, this Golden Dome responds to our high-powered arcane requests and thoughts and interacts with the mountain, the volcano, and the inner earth activity. The top of the Golden Dome releases in a modified way into the atmosphere. High up, away from the ability to harm the environment and to harm Mexico City. Visualize this also in this meditation. The volcano gladly receives this Golden Dome. The volcano receives this spiritual interactive light that we are activating and creating together in this dynamic meditation. We continue meditating, visualizing, And now we see a duplicate golden dome of light in the Ring of Ascension. This one is miles and miles wide, covers even 1,000 miles. And we transfer the second etheric dome of golden light with special planetary healing powers from the spiritual quantum energy field that we are working in to Alberta, Canada. And we place this huge dome, directly over Alberta and the place where the fire in Canada is so wide, dangerous, and alive. And we place this dome, the second dome, over the entire fire using our etheric, spiritual, quantum energy field powers to modify, to diminish, and even to extinguish this fire. You are multidimensional. You are able to work on both of these domes. One in Mount Pop, and the second now, much larger dome over all of the fire in Alberta, Canada, or any surrounding areas. Modifying the fires. We will go into meditation using our arcane powers and multi-dimensional bilocation energies. We will go into silence. Balance both golden domes. Allow your quantum spiritual powers to interact with Gaia, sending the natural and needed requests for control and modification of these events. Gaia is listening to us. Let us go back into silence. Yeah. send one more strong quantum healing thought to both of these golden domes as we prepare you to return to your room on Earth. These etheric golden domes will remain in place for the next 6 hours. Feel free at any time in your meditations to travel to the Ring of Ascension through a corridor and recharge these domes of golden light. We gather from the circle and return to the corridors from which we all came, traveling at the speed of thought with our powers of multidimensional energy and great planetary healing skills and abilities to interact so powerfully with Gaia today. Travel back to your room and go to a place 6 feet above your physical body and re-enter in perfect alignment, bringing with you remnants of this quantum spiritual field into your physical body for any healings, modifications, and recharging of your own being of light on the third dimension. Take 3 deep breaths again as you return back to full consciousness and awareness on the third dimension. You may open your eyes. You feel grounded, highly charged, and spiritually awakened. I am Giuliano. Good day.